Shalom to all. Today's daf is Kalam Daf Lamed Ches, so we are starting with a brand new halacha, Halacha Beis, and in Vilna Sura Sadaf, it's near the beginning of Chaf Amud Beis, and today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas, Maris Miriam Sar, Basav Yaakov Moshe, her neshama should have an aliyah. And now we're going to be focusing on what a proper mechitza, a proper division is. The Mishnah says, mechitza is akonim, a mechitza made out of reeds. It's made out of individual reeds that aren't necessarily connected with anything. Im ein sham bein kon al chaver shlosha tvachim, if there isn't three tvachim in between the reeds, now if there was, that would be a problem, because kadesh kanes hagdi, a goat could go through that space and it would be possible. However, if there isn't three tvachim in between them, harezu mechitza, that's considered a mechitza. As we learned yesterday, this is called lavud. Lavud closes gaps, so it's considered like the whole thing is closed. And let's say this fence of reeds was built on one side of a vineyard, so one can plant a different min on the other side because there's a partition over here. Continuing on, vegeder shenifrats, a fence or a wall that got a breach in it, ad eser amos, if this breaches up until 10 amos, hareyu kepesach, it's considered just like an opening. Every fence needs to have an opening in it, so it's still considered like we have a fence here. Yoyser mikan, but if it's more than 10 amos wide, keneged apir to usur, so planting something opposite or corresponding to that breach is usur. However, if it's less than 10 amos, one is allowed to plant opposite that breach, because it's still considered like there's a fence here. Let's say nifritzu by pratzes harbe, there's many different breaches in this fence, so im oimen rubala parots, if there's more standing part of the fence than there is broken open part, mutter is permitted to plant opposite those open parts, because it's still considered like we have a fence here. However, vim aparts merubal ha'omid, if there's more breaches than there is standing fence, can I get up here to usur? So then it's usur to plant opposite that open part. However, it still would be permitted to plant by the remaining sections of fence that haven't been knocked down. In some scenarios, the Gemara tells us, asa pasin keneged ha-beinayin. Let's say he put pasin, posts, opposite the beinayim. What's the beinayim? So as we've learned, in a kerem, in a vineyard, the individual vines are 4 amas away from each other, so that 4 amas space in between them is called the beinayim, and this fellow put posts that are at least 4 tefachim wide in that space in between the vines. And that's what the Gemara says, v'yish ba'omed arba, this oimed, these posts that he placed, are 4 tefachim wide. And here's the proper girsa, v'haparot rabba ala oimed, even though there's more open space than standing fence, that's not a problem, kineged ha'oimed, mutter, he's still allowed to plant opposite the oimed, opposite these posts. However, kineged apirtza, usur, he's not allowed to plant opposite the open breached parts. Now we have the opposite, lamed chesam beis on top, asa pasan kineged hagefanim, let's say he placed these posts corresponding to the grapevines, meaning instead of placing them in the beinayim, in the open section in between the vines, he placed them by the vines themselves. The proper girsa is v'yesh ba'oimed arba, and these posts are 4 tefachim wide, v'haparetz rabba la'oimed, and once again, we have more open space than standing posts, so pshita kineged ha'oimed mutter. It's obvious he's allowed to plant by this oimed, because that's considered a fence. Now here's the chiddush, kineged ha'pirtza, here's the proper girsa mutter. Even opposite the open areas, it's permitted to plant, because the open areas don't have any vines there. He blocked the vines with these posts, and the open areas don't have vines, so he's allowed to plant even by these open areas. Now, another scenario regarding mechitza, this time we're going to be talking about Tzuras HaPesach. Now, Tzuras HaPesach literally means a doorway, and a classic doorway has a post on this side, post on that side, and a post on top. And that's considered like a mechitza. So Shimon Lakash says, B'shem Rabbi Yehuda ben Chanina, Notz arba kanim barba zavias shebekerem. Let's say he placed 4 posts on the 4 corners of his vineyard, b'kasher gemi melamala, and then he tied a string on top, connecting all these posts, matzah mishum peah. That saves his vineyard because of peah. Peah is another way of saying Tzuras HaPesach. His entire vineyard is considered like it's surrounded with the Tzuras HaPesach. Take a look at the second picture over here in Reb Chaim. This is somewhat of an aerial view of his kerem. We have the vines in the middle, and then on all 4 sides, it's surrounded by a Tzuras HaPesach. So this is considered a valid mechitza. And now Rabbi Yehuda says, on the Shita of Rish Lakish, here's the proper girsa, ki mechitzas kalayim, ki mechitzas Shabbos. Just like this is considered a mechitza for kalayim, it's considered a mechitza in regards to Shabbos. What does that mean in regards to Shabbos? So we know that a person's not allowed to carry in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. If he wants to be able to carry, he has to be in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And the way that we separate Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and Rosh Hashanah Yachid is with a mechitza. So we'd be allowed to make this type of mechitza as well for Shabbos. Now, since Rish Lakish didn't give us a number, it seems to be that even if the Tzuras HaPesach is wider or longer than 10 amos, it's still considered a proper mechitza. However, another Gemara tells us, Rabbi Yechon says, Maestash halach Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, it's Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri. There's a story that Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha went to Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, Linag Ninar, to this place. Her Eyu saw the Achas, he showed him a field, Ubez Chavirta, Haiso Nekres. This field was called Bez Chavirta, Bahayu Sham Peretzes Yoyser Me'eser. And there were breaches in the fence that were wider than 10 amos, and they had a Tzuras HaPesach on top of them. However, still, Bahayu Noital Ayin, he took pieces of wood, Besaisim, and closed up the gap, the Kranin, he took sharpened pieces of wood, v'saisem, and closed it up, ad shemiyatan pachas me'aser, until he minimized them less than 10 amas, meaning the gap was not 10 amas wide, and Amar, he said, kazeh, kin mechitzas Shabbos. Just like this over here is a proper mechitza, it's less than 10 amas wide, that's how to make a proper mechitza for Shabbos. So you see, clearly, this is not like Reish Lakish, because Rabbi Yonah had commented on Reish Lakish that whatever is a valid mechitza for Kalayim is a valid mechitza for Shabbos, and Reish Lakish allowed a mechitza for Kalayim to be wider than 10 amas if it had its source of Pesach. And over here, we're talking about a mechitza for Kalayim, and even though it had its source of Pesach, Rabbi Yechim ben Nuri made sure to minimize it to less than 10 amas. So we see that this is not valid for Shabbos. However, Amar Rab Zeir says, no, Maid Rab Shem ben Lakish l'inyan Shabbos, Reish Lakish agrees that when we're talking about a mechitza for Shabbos, she'ein apeh matzalos yos from Eser, that a source of Pesach is not going to save him, meaning it's not going to be considered a proper mechitza if it's more than 10 amas. And Amar Rab Chagai says, Masnisa Amar Kain, we have a Mishnah that tells us this. We have a right for this from a Mishnah that a source of Pesach for Shabbos is not allowed to be wider than 10 amas. What's this Mishnah talking about? So we have people that are traveling and they land themselves in a bikka, in a valley, or a big open field, and Shabbos is approaching and they have to surround themselves with mechitzas. So what do? They put posts in the ground and mekifin shloisha chavalin zelamal mizeh vezelamal mizeh. They tie three ropes in between these poles, one on top of the other and then the other one on top of that one. And since the ropes are within three tefachim of each other and the bottom one was within three tefachim of the ground, and we know that anything that's within three tefachim of each other is lavud, those gaps are closed. So this is viewed as a mechitza which is 10 tefachim tall. Now, im amar at shapeh matzalos yosher me'eser, if you're going to say that otzuris ha-pesach will save him, meaning will be considered a proper mechitza, even if it's more than 10 amas wide, da'e chevel echad, it should be sufficient only to have one rope. He should be able to tie just one rope among these poles, and here he has otzuris ha-pesach. And since the Mishnah did not say that, but the Mishnah said that we need three ropes for a total of a 10 tavach mechitza, it must be that otzuris ha-pesach is not valid if it's more than 10 amas. And we continue to talk about this. Rabbi Yonah Amar, Rabbi Yonah says, Rabbi Yosha asked the following question, hadap heya, this otzuris ha-pesach that we're talking about. Ma'at amrit, what do you say? Meaning, where's the string or this top post supposed to be placed? Mil malon or minatzad? Does the string have to be placed on top of the posts? Or is it even allowed to be tied in the middle of the posts? And that would still be considered a valid source of Pesach. In Tamar, if you're going to say, here's the proper girsa, min hatzad, hakol shekein mil malon. If you're going to say that when we're talking about a source of Pesach, the string is allowed to be tied even on the side of the posts, and that still looks like a source of Pesach, even though there's still more post going above where the string is tied. So then obviously, if the string is tied on the top of the post, that would be valid source of Pesach, because then it really looks like a source of Pesach. Whereas in Tamar, the proper girsa is mil malon. If you're going to tell me the string has to be tied above on the top of the post, haminat sad loy, so that would tell us that if it's tied on the side, meaning some of this post is still going above the string, then that would not be valid Tzuras HaPesach, because that doesn't look like a Tzuras HaPesach. So we tried to provide an answer, lamatas haminat alf on the top. The Gemara suggests, in Tamar mil malon, if you want to say that the string has to be tied on the top of the post, well then loyam Rav Chaga klum. Rav Chaga didn't say anything. Remember, Rav Chaga tried to prove that a Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work if the breach of the gap is wider than 10 amos, and the raya he brought for this is a Mishnah that tells us that if people want to make a mechitza for Shabbos, they have to have three strings tied to poles, and each string is within three tefachim of the other one, so that means that we have lavud, and thereby a 10 tefach tall mechitza. And Rav Chaga's proof was that the Mishnah didn't suggest that we should just have one string, and that would be a Tzuras HaPesach. It must be, says Rav Chaga, that Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work. Well, if we're going to say that the string of the Tzuras HaPesach has to be on top of the post, Rav Chaga's proof isn't relevant, because he's talking about strings that are tied to the side of the post. Now the Gemara says it's not true, because Manav Shach, Imel Malon, Harimel Malon, Imin Atzad, Harimin Atzad. Since Rav Chaga is talking about a situation where there's three strings tied, so you're right, even though two strings are definitely tied to the side of the post, one of those strings could be tied to the top of the post, so Rav Chaga's raya is valid, and we still could be talking about a string tied to the top of the post for Tzuras HaPesach. Now we have another answer, Rabbanan de Kesaron say b'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah, Tifter, we could explain Rav Chaga is talking about the following, Basin Kimin Daikron. These posts that were in the ground were made to a point, and at the top, they were so narrow, a string couldn't be attached to the top of it. And therefore, the three strings Rav Chaga was talking about had to be attached to the side, and therefore, this wouldn't be a question. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow and continue to talk about Tzuras HaPesach. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.